I actually, I grew up during the Cold War period, and I always found that, although we always thought that the world would end with the nuclear holocaust at some point, everybody was pretty hopeful. There was an awful lot of things going on that you felt you could change. I grew up in an era where the voice, the power of the one, really did feel as if it mattered. You know, we had the riots that are reminiscent of the things we're looking at today, but we had the civil rights movement, we had Vietnam, and we had the women's rights movements, and all those things that you felt you could actually have some part of changing. And actually, you look at the things that changed in the 60s and early 70s, the individual voices did make a difference. It wasn't governments doing it necessarily. So I didn't ever have that great disappointment in mankind. I always felt like it's going to work out in the end. And I still feel that way. And so what I loved about the film was that it reminds you that, you know, young people don't wake up, they're not born and start out their lives cynical or angry or bigoted. If we taught all those things. And I watch the world now and think, well, I see really good signs from young people out there. And I feel as if the world will get better. I've always been an optimist. I've been a realist, but I've been an optimist about it. And I really related to the film because I thought, Brad and Damon want to tell a story that that's entertaining, because first of all, that's entertaining, but that is so.